Welcome to The Journey, Season 2. This is The Journey with Jesus. It answers the question, now that I'm saved, now what? Edinburgh Castle is just about 6 miles from our home, and we enjoy taking friends and family up to see Edinburgh Castle when they're here in our area. And one of our favorite rooms that is there at the castle is the Great Hall. It's got the hammer beam ceiling that is beautiful. And then as you look around at the walls, you have all the weaponry, all the swords and all the spears and all the armor that the soldiers of that day would have used way back in history to fight in those battles. You know, they are real weapons that are real armor for real warfare. When you got saved, you may not have thought much about this, but you enlisted in God's army. And so you need real weapons and real armor for real warfare, though it is spiritual, not physical warfare that's taking place. And the Bible speaks about this in Ephesians chapter 6. It says, finally, my brethren, and so these are believers, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I don't know if you've ever looked back in the history books and you've seen the red coats or the blue colors of the fighting men. And I suppose it was to identify and protect your army from friendly fire. And yet you wonder about that because they just were so obvious to see out in the field. Nowadays in modern warfare, we've got these camouflage that is incredible and stealth fighters that can hide from radar even and things like that. Because generally speaking, there is a deceptiveness that is effective in warfare. And so the Bible speaks about the wiles of the devil. He's very tricky and the attack is going to be very deceptive. And so there is a great need to be armed. For the Bible says in verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's a high authority. And against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And that is in the spiritual realm that does exist. There is a battle that's taking place, and Satan is marshaling his troops against the armies of God, and the Spirit of God is marshaling us as our great commander in this battle. And the Bible says in verse 13, wherefore, because this is taking place, take unto you the whole armor of God. And you think about it, it's not enough for a soldier to have part of his kit as he goes out into battle. He needs to take and put on every piece of that kit so he's well protected in every area so that he can succeed in his mission in the battle. And so that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and having done all to stand. And so now that I'm saved, now what? Well, be battle ready. Be battle ready. And so in this text, Paul gives to us the armor of God. And he says, first of all, put on truth. He says, stand therefore, having your loins, that's like a belt, girt about with truth. That truth is going to be protective to you. And so you're to surround yourself with true doctrine. And if you think about some of the things that we're going to talk about here about the armor of God, we've dealt with them in other individual lessons. It's so important that you go to a Bible preaching church. It's so important that you take the word of God, you hear something taught, especially in our day. There's a lot of deception. There's a lot of things that Satan is seeking to say about marriage or about abortion and life or about holiness and sanctified living, about truth and absolute truth. There's a lot of deceptiveness that Satan is putting out there. We got to go to the word of God and say, well, what does God say about marriage? What does God say about abortion? What does God say about sanctified and holy living? And so we're to surround ourselves with that truth and then put on righteousness. It says in having on the breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate is like a bulletproof vest that police officer or soldier is wearing, that it protects their vitals. And I mean, it is a vital piece of armor that they are wearing. You know, the breastplate that God says to put on is the breastplate of righteousness. And that's this, that we live a sanctified life that is set apart from sin, that ungodliness that is put away, that if God says it's wrong, it's put out, and that we confess and forsake our sin and receive God's forgiveness. So we put on righteousness. And then put on evangelism. It says in verse 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we're to put on that opportunity to be aware of what's going on around us and to advance the battle for the Lord. And a soldier has protection for his legs, especially back in the day, because that was his those feet were important to getting him into the battle and seeing that battle won. And so we need as well to take and advance the cause of Christ with the gospel, telling one person at a time about Jesus, maybe a friend or a neighbor, but seeking to participate and have that armor on that we need, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then put on faith. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And Satan is going to be lobbing those fiery darts at you. They're going to be darts of doubt, deceptive arrows that he has. It's going to be sin that that you're going to seek to justify. And Satan is going to say, that's okay, you can do that. You can have just a little bit of sin or something like that. Or it's going to be a false teaching that he puts out there. Or a pressure that is coming and it's tough to deal with and it's hard to stand and to fight or a conflict that is going to come in the battle. When that takes place, we need to lift up the shield of faith and we need to say what Jesus said when he said, it is written. You can read that story in Luke chapter 4, the temptation of Christ. Every time Satan threw a dart at Jesus, he said, it is written. And then put on the assurance of salvation. It says, and take the helmet of salvation. That helmet protects the control center for the soldier. And like that, we need to have that confidence. You know what? I'm a child of God. God is over me. God is the one commanding me in this battle. We need to know by God's grace that we're saved. And then put on your scabbard. That's got your sword. And so the Bible says, in the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Every day, get up, get in God's word. Have that word ready to push back Satan, both as an offensive weapon and a defensive weapon. And so learn to use your sword, push back the enemy. So are you in God's army? Are you saved? You can triumph. Put on truth, put on righteousness, put on evangelism, put on faith, put on assurance of salvation, put on your scabbard, the word of God, and be battle ready.